Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because we're doing a fan favorite today, and we're taking a parenting quiz. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom, and this is the quiz on what type of mom are you? So before we even start the quiz,
yes.
Jen, what type of mom do you think you are?
Okay, so they have them listed here.
Yeah. The nurturing mom, cool mom,
helicopter mom, the stay-at-home strategist, engagement and community is not one of them.
That's just a random topic.
I mean, I hope I want to be the cool mom, but I will probably get the helicopter mom.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I mean, I want to be the cool mom, but I think I will probably be a little bit of a mix of the nurturing and cool mom. If I get helicopter mom, then I must not answer the questions correctly, because once again, that's you and Barrett for the most part.
Yes.
For the parenting style stuff.
Yes.
Well, you want to go ahead and we'll get started here?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
All right, let's start the quiz. And we are actually doing this live. Just
yeah, we're
FYI.
Doing the whole thing. Right, exactly.
So the first question is, which do you think kids need more, reward for good behavior or punishment for bad? So rewards, punishment, or both are equally important?
I'm going to go both are equally as important.
I would actually say the same thing, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're acting up, you're getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But if you're doing well and you're doing well at school and being nice and respectful, then I'm going to give you a kudos. Good job.
Correct.
All right.
You know, it's one of those two that, like, you said they're both as important, but, you know, it's obviously way easier to give rewards. And
sometimes we
almost forget about making sure that they get things for when they do things well.
Yeah. Just the good job goes a long way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, next question.
Your child has way too much homework this week, and you are not sure if they will get it all done. You, A, help them out by doing some of it for them. B, tell your child that it's okay if they can't finish and have a talk with the teachers about assigning too much work. C, call the teachers yourself and ask them for an extension. Or D, make sure they finish, even if they have to stay up late every night to do it.
Oh, I know my answer.
I know my answer, too.
Mine's make sure they finish it, so they got to stay up late if they didn't get it done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no excuses. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Yep. I will say, though, because you haven't experienced homework yet, but there are homework assignments that I will help the kids not do it for them, but at least kind of help them and walk them through it.
Yeah, and plus you want to be involved in the conversation that your kids are, you know, having in schools and things like that.
Yeah.
So learning what they're learning at the same
time.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I'm barely passing third and second grade, and now I'm about to go into fourth and third. So I'm just saying. Whew. All right. Next question.
Oh, almost forgot the answer. There we go.
This is a teenager part. Okay. Your 15-year-old wants to go to a rock concert with his or her friends, most of whom you haven't met before, and they're going without the parental supervision. You, A, let your child go because you trust their judgment. B, ask to meet the other teenagers first so you can get a feel for what kind of people they are. C, allow them to go, but only if you can go as well to supervise them. And then D, let your child know what there is absolutely no way this is going to happen. Ooh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
With not having the parental supervision and then at 15, at this age and time, because at 15 when we were growing up.
Right.
I mean, my parents had a lot. We have freedom.
Plus, like, there's a lot to play into this. So, like, a rock concert, are they traveling like an hour and a half away to go to this concert?
Exactly.
Or is it right
are we
down
dropping
the road?
You off
right.
And then you're going into the venue and then.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Honestly, for one, I want to know who my kids are around anyway. So I'm
Agreed.
Thinking B, as to ask to meet the other teenagers before you go so you can get a feel for them.
Yeah. I'm going to be the meanie on this one. I'm going to let my child know that they're not going.
Okay.
I just can't. I don't know.
No, I get it. Well,
yeah.
I'm kind of in between that one and then go allow them to go, but I'm going to be there to chaperone and not saying that I'm going to stand right beside you. But I'm going to know where you're at.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. I mean, I think 15 is still
That is young.
It's young.
I look back at when I was 15 to this day and time at 15. Mm-hmm. Granted, kids these days do have the cell phones. We didn't have the cell phones at that age. So there's a little bit more, you know, that you can get in touch with the parents. But people are just crazy even more nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not allowing them to go.
Nope. I'm going the last one.
I guess mama's just going to be going to the rock concert.
Yeah.
And it better be a decent
You know
rock
what? Maybe
band.
Shannon, maybe it's at the House of Blues and you can drop them off and you and Barrett can grab dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
In
right
barefoot.
There on the deck there and then go back in.
Exactly.
Or maybe we can just change it to it's the Backstreet Boys concert and then
you're
I'll make
with
sure
them.
I'm up front with them. So.
Okay.
All right.
Next question. And it looks like there's 10 questions on here.
Yes.
So number 4. Your 12-year-old child is taking piano lessons and is rehearsing for an important concert coming up this weekend. They are getting very frustrated by one particularly tough passage that they can't seem to master. You, A, let your child know that there is absolutely no way this is going to happen. B, tell them to take a break. There are more important things in life than worrying about being perfect. C, praise them for their own playing, even if it isn't perfect. Or D, tell them not to worry. They don't have to play at the concert if they don't want to. Wow. I'm going C, praise them for their playing, even if it isn't perfect.
I was actually thinking the same thing because I'm also thinking of this in sports scenario.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not all perfect.
Right, right. It looks
and
like
we're
they're trying.
Yeah,
you know?
They're trying. And
they're
at
putting
least they're
in
putting
the effort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
So question number 5. How involved should a mother be in their college-age child's decisions?
These are good questions for us. Like,
These
this is looking into the future.
That is. All right. A, very involved. Mom knows best. I mean, mama does know best. But. B, somewhat involved. Mom is still allowed to nag and push a little. And then C, not very involved. They need to be allowed to make their own mistakes. So I'm going to use me as an example.
Yeah.
My parents were not involved whatsoever with college decisions or even saying, oh, you need to go to college. I would have liked at least somewhat of an involvement from my parents just to encourage, hey, why don't you look at even just this area versus, whatever, just do as you please. So I know me. I know that I'm probably going to be a little bit overbearing involved, but I do want my kids to be able to have the options. So I'm going to say somewhat involved. I'm not allowed to nag and push too much, honestly, because Barrett will probably be pushing me away from allowing me to do all that.
Yeah. I'm going to say somewhat involved as well.
Okay.
And mostly because, like, I want part of the wisdom. I mean, you know, I've been through this process before, and let me help you make those decisions, but you don't have to follow my advice. I'm not going to be mad if you don't follow my advice, but at least let me tell you.
Me kind of guide you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 6. Okay. Would you ever let your 11-year-old child ride the subway alone? Woof. Okay, Gabriel's going to be 10 soon, so that just hit me. All right. A, absolutely. They should learn not to be afraid of the world. B, maybe if I believe the stops were safe. Or C, absolutely not. There is no telling what trouble they would get in.
It's not them getting into trouble.
It's everybody else.
It's everyone else putting them in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, I think we both agree on C on that one.
Yes, absolutely not.
Oof.
And we don't even have a subway anywhere near
us. I know, right? I'm just thinking out loud I'm not even going to allow you to walk down the street, like in our neighborhood by yourself, much less get on a transportation by yourself.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Okay. Question number 7. Your teenager wants to throw a high school party at your house. You, A, laugh in their face and tell them to get back to doing homework. B, tell them they don't think it's a very good idea. C, agree to it but insist on supervising the party so no one drinks. Or D, offer to buy the beer. It's not D, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's a high schooler or a teenager, I'm laughing in their face and telling them to get back to doing homework because you need a better future than to be focusing on continuously partying.
Right.
But it depends, too, on, I know this is kind of open-ended, if it's a party of just maybe like 10 people, it doesn't even say if it's like a birthday party or anything along those lines.
Right.
So it also varies. But if it's the way that these answers are coming around, I'm definitely saying I'm laughing in their faces.
Fair. I think I'm going with agree, but insist on supervising the party. And, like, basically being like, you have to tell your friends that we will be there. So, you know,
if it's going to
get crazy, it's not happening in our house.
Yeah.
A, because I respect our house way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And B, like, you don't need to make that happen.
Yeah.
So speaking of, like, kind of along this question, I recently saw some mom on TikTok who was talking about, like, don't judge us for, like, not letting our kids drink alcohol or being exposed to alcohol while they're still in high school. Like, it's just teaching them to follow the rules. And, like, have you guys thought about, like, what your kind of alcohol policy or how you guys are going to handle alcohol in the future?
Well, I will say my parents allowed me to have a few beers here and there when I was a teenager because they also didn't want me to have my first beer at a bar and mm-hmm. get completely wasted and not even know where I'm at for the yeah. most part. But I am not going to be handing anything to
other
friends or anything. Yeah, along those lines. But I also, look, we all were young and dumb. So I know what's going to happen. I know what's mm-hmm. what's expected. So I want to at least show that to my kids that I am open to hear what is taking place. And I always want them to feel comfortable to come to me
yep.
because I don't want them to ever feel like, oh no, mama's going to beat our tails and
right.
we're going to be in so much trouble. So we can't even go to her. We'd rather just go to some other parent or
right.
someone else.
Right.
So I personally, now I don't know if Barrett will feel the same way, but personally I would be more open to just showing them, you know, kind of this is what to expect in the future.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. I think the same way, like, it will be just a family affair. Because I can remember, especially with, like, I was a senior in high school, and we would go up to football games, University of Delaware, and tailgate. And I would tailgate with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom and my dad, there was, you know, maybe a family friend or something like that. And, you know, they would let me, you know, have a beer mm-hmm. and all of that. And I think that's kind of the way that I want to handle it. I think you should be exposed to
yeah.
it from that sense. I certainly will not be handing it out to any other children in my own family or in my own, you know, my friends of my children by any means. But I also want to be that parent that, like, and I'm dead serious that, like, if you need a ride from somewhere,
yes.
no matter what.
I don't care what time it is.
Exactly. I don't care what time it is. I don't care who has been drinking. I don't care if you, you know, whatever. I want to be the parent that, like, I will come pick you up. Please,
you know,
please do not get in a car and drive anywhere.
Us discussing this more out loud, I think I'm almost even more of, you know, agree, but supervising.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what we were just saying versus, like, you know, granted, I'm going to laugh in their face. They think they're going to have, like, 50 people at my house.
Right, right. Exactly.
Number one, my house ain't big enough, but,
and
you know.
The supervising means setting expectations for what the party is.
Exactly. Exactly. And everybody better bring in some food.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, let's see here. What's the next one? All right. Parent-teacher conference. Time is here, and your kid has a B in sixth grade history. You.
B minus. B minus.
Oh, B Let's, minus. Yes. Oh, my bad. I saw the dash. B minus. Heaven forbid. Okay. A, get a tutor for them and cut off TV until the grades improve. B, wonder if maybe the teacher isn't interesting enough. C, encourage the child to do a little better by offering some financial incentive, $50 for an A. Or D, think a B minus. Lord, I keep messing it up. Think a B minus is fine, especially in the sixth grade. Oh.
This is a hard one.
Okay, I'm totally – okay, B minus is fine. You're only in sixth grade and not to mention fat as long as you're putting in all your effort.
Yeah. Now, if they're putting in all their effort, I'm fine with it. But if I know that they are
– if they could do better.
If they can do better – then let's try and do better. I'm not saying I'm going to hire a tutor and cut off TV by any means.
Are you going to give them an incentive, like money or?
No.
Okay.
That's an expectation.
Yeah.
Like it's, that's what you're supposed
to do.
You
better be doing this.
Correct.
Yeah. Just
Correct.
Like, you better go and mow the yard. No, I'm not going to give you money for it. You're living in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I think overall, I think I'm going to go with, I think a B minus is fine, especially in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
But don't think that I won't be on their tail with, like, listen.
You better begin that
exactly,
work done.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And also finding out, like, is this hard for you? And, you know.
Yeah, because certain subjects for kids mm-hmm. are difficult.
Right.
I will say history, not my subject. Math, oh, my goodness, I loved math. So I was, I think I've mentioned this before, math Olympics and everything on mm-hmm. those lines. But history, I mean, I was almost falling asleep in yeah. class. So it's kind of each their own, too.
Yeah. Question 9. It's a rainy summer day. You have a headache and your kid is bored indoors. What's your next move? I've been here.
Oh, like, this was last Sunday. All have.
But my headache was not because I just had a headache. A, remind your child that there is no time to be bored. The summer schedule is packed tight. B, take your child to the movies and then get some ice cream too. C, put out some crayons, turn on some cartoons, and go take a nap. Or D, grab them by the hand and go out together and dance in the rain.
Well, I know what I'm saying is put out some crayons, turn on some cartoons, and good night.
I would probably go with take your child to the movies and then go get some ice cream, too.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
I'm one of those, but, like, for me, if I took a nap during the day, I'm useless the rest of the day.
Oh, I love my nap on the weekends.
I love a nap.
Yes.
Trust me. But we're not at the stage in life right now where a nap is productive for anyone in the house except for Nolan. So.
That is true. The best are the naps when you go to the beach early in the morning and then you come home at, like, noon. Everybody mm-hmm. takes their showers and everybody's just yes. knocked out.
And your, like, skin is warm from the sun.
Yeah.
But the sheets are nice and cool. Or, like, the blanket
is best.
Nice. Yes.
Have the fan right on you and yep. everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Question number 10. How did or will you feel on your kid's first day of school? Oh, this is something that you will,
very fitting
you will get
for right
to
now.
Experience here soon. A, proud. B, relieved. C, worried. D, confident.
Can I pick all of the above?
I know. I will say it also depends, too, on first day of school. What is it, first day of school for kindergarten, first day mm-hmm. of school for, you know, middle school, high school, whatever it may be? Or is it just first day of school in general?
Yes.
So I'm not going to lie. I'm proud, but I do worry when my kids are
for
at
sure.
school because you just never know what to expect.
I mean, I'm going to be a worried hot mess. So worried is my answer.
Yeah. But it's also for me also a relief knowing, okay, they're doing something, like they're
yes.
at school, they're learning.
Right.
So I'm with you on the all of the above. Ooh, this one's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you said worried?
Yeah. Yep. Worried for me.
You know, confidence also a big one, too. It's just like, okay, I know they're going to,
mm-hmm.
I think that might even be one, because I know they're going to do well. It's
yeah.
just staying true to yourself. Worried.
Now, if you
know.
Flip the script and said, how do I think that Colton will react on his first day of school?
Yeah.
He's going to be confident. I know
you
that.
You know, that's, yeah. So how do you feel, I mean, on your kid's first day? So, both of my kids, they were really proud mm-hmm. to walk up in there.
Yeah.
So confident, I think, is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see
Are
here.
We submitting?
Let's submit.
Dun, 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 dun.
Get your results. Okay. Email. Send email.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Oh, here we go. Great. What's your first name?
Oh, mistake. We should have taken this quiz first.
Right? Analyzing responses. What type of mom are you? Check your email. Oh, too many. This is why a lot of people don't take those quizzes online. Oh, wait. Here it comes.
Oh, did you get it?
Yeah. Okay, what type of mom are you?
Did you have to confirm the subscription thing?
No.
Oh.
What type of mom? Oh.
What'd you get?
Generous mom. I didn't even see that
generous
one.
Generous
yeah.
mom. Whoa.
Although you may indulge your children a bit more than you know and you ought to, you just can't help yourself. You want to make sure that you have a happy child, that they have a happy childhood, one that may carry with them for the rest of their lives. And you want to make sure, I'm not going to say that word because it's a cuss word, beep, they have every opportunity to succeed that you may have missed out on. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Because that is true. Did you get it too?
I also got generous mom.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, neither one of us are helicopter moms, so that's at least
thing.
A good thing.
I've moved on up from our last
Watch
episode.
Out. There's a bug flying around here.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I honestly, when it comes to us and being parents, the amount of things that we do for our kids, no matter if it is just putting on the cartoons or taking them
yep.
to the movies, but on a day-to-day basis, I mean, they have everything that they ever want and need. And there's no reason to complain.
No. Agreed.
But there's definitely a lot of things to think about when it comes to the future, as we talked about through these questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now my brain is kind of going all over the place, especially when that first party situation is to ask and to take place. And even when you said of tailgating, I mean, of course, we all do the tailgating over at Coastal. But I think there's, we know too many parents that I don't want to. But, you know, I definitely, there's a lot to plan
Grayson
for.
Asked to throw his first party, if Colton shows up, please let me know.
I will let you know, and vice versa. And if Grayson or Colton is sneaking out of the window trying to go somewhere, you know, make sure we're on speed dial. Because it is funny that we say those two, because I think I know that Gabriel will tell on everybody.
Grayson doesn't stand a chance, I don't think, Grayson, to throw a party.
Grayson, he is screwed. Mm-hmm. Not only is he screwed because Gabriel is his brother, because Gabriel will tell on him on everything. I'm a very light sleeper, and I've been there, done that, and can write that book. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. No. Well, Lewis and I have talked about this before, but, like, so we have a next-door neighbor, and they have a little girl, Sloan, who is...
The girlfriend.
Yes. I mean, these two, like, love each other. Mm-hmm. They hug each other the second they see each other. They both sneak outside to try and see if the other one's outside. Like, Colton will stand at our fence and be like, Sloan, to see if she's outside.
And she's older,
She's a little bit younger.
Oh, she's younger. Yeah. Okay.
Just by a couple of months, though.
Oh, okay.
But... I mean, I'm more worried about those two sneaking in each other's houses than I am a party of any sort.
It's the truth.
I mean, it's a good thing we know her parents real well.
Yeah. Hey, go and check her bedroom really quickly, please. Uh-huh. The things that we get to look forward to. Oh. But let's go back to when we were growing up and just thinking about the fact that we didn't have cell phones. So there was no way of tracking us.
Yeah.
This day and time, I mean, we can put not only the tracker on their phone, but also like the AirPod or whatever the AirTag it is. There's so many different tracking devices that are out there. Mm-hmm. And I know I say all that, but I actually will be doing a lot of that just because the fact of just knowing exactly where my kids are.
For sure.
I'm not trying to be the helicopter mom, but I am wanting to know because, I mean, the world right now, you just never know what each day has in store.
I mean, we went to the zoo recently, and Lewis made the suggestion of, let's go ahead and put a sticky AirPod thing in Colton's pocket.
Yeah.
And obviously we didn't need it, but it was a peace of mind to know that
It's there. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that those type of resources are really, they're so valuable right now. Right. And with electronics to continuously progress and get better, I think that it's going to be crucial for us parents.
And, you know, thinking about things like that, I mean, Uber, that didn't exist.
No.
Not even when we were in, like, the college age,
no. I mean, I really wasn't ever allowed to even take a taxi or anything along those lines. No. There was nothing of that line. Mm-hmm. Like, if my parents couldn't take me somewhere or if a friend's parent, then you weren't going anywhere.
Right.
And that was most of even my teenage or even early 20s. I mean, luckily I was able to drive at 16 and I had a vehicle, but still.
Same here. Like, my parents let me drive around, but it wasn't a whole lot of, like, riding with other people either.
Yeah.
Other young drivers. Mm-hmm. So.
I was usually the driver. Mm. And I don't know if that was, I think, too, because I like to have my own vehicle because I like to be in control. Mm-hmm. If I'm ready to leave, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. So I think that could have been one of the reasons, too. But it's like I felt a little bit more comfortable. Just knowing that, like, okay, I was in control. I can do this, you know. Yeah. And then with the way that people drive, I mean, we live in a tourist town. So when it comes to driving here along the Grand Strand, you have so many visitors that come to our area that don't know exactly where they're going. So you have to be fully paying attention.
Yeah. The other thing, too, though, like, we're so connected with so many other people who have kids around our same age that, like, these kids are going to get to know each other, but the parent network is going to be just as strong as well.
Yes.
So, like, I can't say for sure, but I feel like if somebody's having a party, we're probably going to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, and social media, too, because so many kids, or even adults, you'll take a sick day, in quotation marks, and then you're posting on social media that you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, so, there's just so many unfortunately, mm-hmm. ways to find out. But hopefully, though, we're raising our kids right and right. that they'll let us know what they have going on. And they feel comfortable, like we said,
yeah.
to come to us. Because
right. that's the most important
that's
thing.
That's key. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah. And I know you're close to your family, mm-hmm. your parents. Are you comfortable enough to talk to them about any and everything? Or yeah. were you
my
growing
mom specifically,
up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was with my mom for the most part, but then there were some times that I didn't sometimes feel as comfortable just because I don't want to be judged. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's one of the things too that I try to really tell the boys, like, yeah. we're not going to judge you. We just need to know what's going
Correct.
On. You know, yes. we're going to respect you. We're going to love you no matter what, but mm-hmm. you have to keep us in the loop.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're not going to get punished for something that you tell me.
Yeah.
As long as you're open and honest about it. Like, yes. I just need to know. Now, we might correct that action in the future.
Yeah.
And you might get punished if you do it again, but, you know.
Yeah.
Tell me those things.
It's like the many times that Grayson has gotten in trouble at school. You know, yes, I'm going to hear what the principal has mm-hmm. to say, but I'm also going to hear what my child has to say. I'm right. not saying my child is right, mm-hmm. but there are certain situations that if they're defending for themselves or their friends, you know, I'm not going to, yes, good job, but I'm also not going to continuously scold you on,
right.
you know, stepping up and making sure a bully is mm-hmm. not bullying anyone else.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
But, well, that quiz was interesting.
It was fun. I liked it.
It brought out a bunch of different age groups
yeah.
for us to think
yeah.
about.
Absolutely. How's summer camp's going?
It's going well. They actually, they've met some new friends, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. They've been tired when we pick them up, so that's even
that's
better
because
they're running around. Yesterday, they had some type of, like, zookeeper to come and bring a snake, some turtles, like, mm-hmm. several different reptiles. So they thought that was the coolest thing in the mm-hmm. world. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, I don't even want to see pictures. Mm-hmm. They're having an ice cream party tomorrow, nice. And then they're doing a couple different attractions next week and the weeks to come. So I think that we definitely made the right decision, and
yes.
I know they're safe and
yep.
enjoying themselves.
Yes.
So how's the boys with their new school?
Things are going well. Things are going well. We, you know, I don't think that Colton's eating a whole lot, but
oh,
that's
no?
okay. I mean, he's not complaining, and, like,
just,
the teacher hasn't
like
noticed.
It?
Yeah, it's different types of more home-cooked food, and not that we don't cook food at home, but, like, one of the weekly meals is, like, chicken curry, and...
Oh.
I mean,
that's
he's not
fancy.
Even
going
to attempt to. Nolan's over here just shoving it in his
yeah,
face.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
He can eat it. But Colton, he's just not into trying new things right now.
That's so understandable.
That's all right. And, you know, he says, Mom, I eat the fruit and I eat the vegetables. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know, as long as you're not throwing a fit about the food that's coming out.
Or
that,
saying you're starving or
right,
something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Do they get snacks?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah.
good.
Right. So,
because
I mean,
I think they all like try to
correct.
Cram as many snacks in their
right.
mouth.
Yeah. I mean, if he could live on snacks anyways, that would be
the, yeah.
the way to go for
yeah.
him. So, but yeah. yeah, I mean, things are going well. He goes to sleepover camp with Lewis this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So they go Friday night and Saturday, and it's a nature camp.
And this is something Lewis used to do when
yeah,
he was younger.
Yeah, it's the camp that Lewis used to go to when he was younger. So there's a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement.
Oh, I know that Lewis is probably, like, so excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I used to do when I was your age.
Yes,
and this.
Yes. Aww. I hope that it is similar.
And it's Father's Day weekend.
And it's Father's Day weekend, yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So special moments together as father Aww. And son. And, you know, someday that Nolan will be going with him, too, and I'm going to have a whole weekend to myself.
You're not going to know what to do with yourself.
No.
Actually, you will. You'll go to all of the different thrift stores in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you and Nolan doing?
Going to thrift stores in the area.
Even better. Well, it's supposed to be pretty
he's
weather.
He's still young
so.
Enough I can strap him in a cart.
That's
and
true.
He's golden. So.
That's true. Here you go. Here's a snack, Nolan.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Why,
then.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Especially considering the fact that it's only the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. So
I just plan on doing a beach day. That's the only thing that I want to do.
Have you done one yet this year?
Yeah, we did one a few weeks ago.
Memorial Day weekend?
I think, yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend. So we talked about either maybe go to the pool or go to the mm-hmm. beach. But I love going to the beach.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we get to the beach. So we'll see.
Yeah. Perfect.
I know we got a lot of chores to do around the house. So
same way.
So once chores are done, then we can talk.
So
it's never ending.
My floors in my kitchen are absolutely disgusting.
I feel you.
And I just...
And you just put on shoes and
uh-huh.
just say, screw it, I'm not even going to walk around
yep.
barefooted.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, like, there's not a time when I'm there that everyone else isn't there, or, you know,
yeah,
where I even have a chance to have 10 minutes to mop the floor. Like, no way. Not
and then
happening.
You get home late anyway from work. Right. And it's like the last thing you want to do is go and clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I finally folded. It was 8 loads of laundry last night. I found some random episodes on Netflix. I don't even remember what it was. But I think I watched like 4 or 5 episodes
and
as I
folded. Yes. See, that I can handle. That's a chore that I'm good with.
I don't
because
mind.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Like, you can put it on.
Just chill out.
Mindless.
Yeah.
You know, you can pay attention to the TV show. You're not bothered by it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally was like, okay, I've got to fold these clothes because poor little Gabriel, he'll get out of the shower and he has to come downstairs. He's like, Mama, I don't have any underwear. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. It's in the basket.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
with all those
go
clean clothes.
They're clean.
They're
I swear.
Clean.
They're just not folded.
But you got to go find a pair. So he finally was like, Mama, can you just get a couple pairs of my underwear out so I don't have to keep searching? So I realized, okay, I guess it's time to start.
So it was either
folding.
That or a trip to Walmart to buy new underwear.
And I just had to buy a whole new bag. I bought 2 packs from Amazon, like, I think it was like 3 weeks ago because
yeah.
we keep on going through underwear.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, so
all
it's
right.
all
well,
good.
Well, you know what? Let's say have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
I think we're both going to have good weekends.
That's
always
truth.
Exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.